It's now time for tonight's post-game coaches show presented by Bearings. And Coach, that final score, not representative in any way of how close this game was.
Well, we really fought for 45 minutes. Couldn't be more pleased with the way our guys fought and competed, and just didn't happen. Just didn't happen.
Talk about the play of Kellen Grady, who played his heart out as well as the rest of your team. You know, looking at his numbers, 27 points, 5 3-pointers on 5 of 11, guarding Crutcher for most of the night. Just a big night for Kellen.
Kellen was sensational. Played 42 minutes, left his heart on the floor, was just sensational.
And you got another big game out of Luka Brajkovic with 20 points and 10 rebounds. Saw him make some quick, decisive moves. He was big on the boards as well.
Yeah, you know, we got some great looks for him, and we just didn't they just rolled off the rim. Oh, my goodness gracious. I bet you there were 3 or 4 of them in that end of regulation and in overtime that he did a great job of getting to the rim, and it just rolled off the rim.
And looking at free throws, Coach, that's one thing that stands out. And big discrepancy there. We know that Dayton got quite a few toward the end of the basketball game.
Yeah, you know, you get outscored 20-5 at the foul line, you're not going to win too many games, and especially when a team shoots the three like they did. So I think those are the two very, very big points that on a stat sheet, the three-point field goals that they made, and, of course, the foul shot differential. We rebounded the ball very well, but I just thought we a little bit too handsy defensively, and the handsiness allowed them. We're a step late, and when you're a step late, you get your hand in there instead of your body in there, and the hand results in the foul, and that got them to the line, and you know, they did a terrific job of converting those foul shots.
Yeah, we talked about how good Crutcher is. It's no secret across the country and what he was able to do here tonight.
Well, you know, they made that big three. Michael Jones could not have played that better. It wasn't Crutcher that made that. It was E.B. Watson. Watson makes that three right from inside the right by where Davidson. And I look at the number of shots they made in the last 5-7 seconds of the possession, and it just, you know, it becomes emotionally wearing. Our guys fought and fought and fought. And then all of a sudden, just a crack, a little crack opened up, and that was a perfect example of what happened there. Michael could not have played that any better. Could not have played it any better. His hand was up right where it belonged, and he made a spectacular shot. And I think we did the same thing with Crutcher, and Crutcher made that 1-3. They started the second half with 4 straight threes, and our guys didn't relent. They didn't give in. They didn't give up. And, again, a testimony to the toughness we had today, the competitiveness, a real growth process that we went through getting to the overtime. And Crutcher is sensational with that teardrop, you know, that 4-foot floater, that 5-foot floater. I would guess he made 4 or 5 of them tonight, but, boy, he was really good on them.
And we've talked about Grant Huffman. Tonight he plays 27 minutes, 9 points, but just looks to be comfortable and control of the game for the most part. We know he had the one turnover down here toward the end with miscommunication with Luka.
Yeah.
But we've seen maturation at pretty rapid speed.
You know, we thought that Grant was going to be that kind of point guard for us, and we made the determination that when Grant's in the game, he's going to be the point guard, and Kellen or Carter will move over to the wing. And I think he's gotten confidence. I think he's earned the trust of his teammates, and is defensively in loose balls. He's just really savvy about that.
Coach, one other thing that sticks out in the box score is the fact that Lee did not score in 22 minutes. Was he okay? Was it something they were doing?
I thought they were sensational in the way they were glued to him. We set all kind of screens for him. He set all kinds of screens to get other people open. They were absolutely locked in. And, you know, they were so locked in on him, and I think that gave Carter his drives to the rim. I think he gave Kellen his drives to the rim. I think he gave Grant his drives to the rim. So they sacrificed drives to the rim by Carter, Kellen, and Grant at the expense of not giving any daylight for Lee at the three-point line. And it worked pretty successfully for them.
And finally, Coach, what will your message to the team be over the next couple of days as you get ready for the next one?
Well, I've already delivered the message that it's January the 8th. And after we had lost to Richmond and then we came and gathered again for the new year, I made it very clear to them that this is a season that's going to come down to Brooklyn. How good you are in Brooklyn, if that's where we do have the tournament eventually, how good you are in Brooklyn is going to determine who's going to represent the conference as the NCAA automatic bid. And I'm not discounting at all the chance that we could still win in this conference. But I do want our players to focus on the fact that if they get better every day, that should be our objective. And I think we've taken steps forward very emotionally. I thought our step forward tonight was very big. I thought to come back in the second half when they came out and they buried, was it four straight?
It was four, yeah, four to start.
You know, you fought yourself to almost a standstill in the first half, and what they do is they come out and they bury four straight threes on you. You know, you throw your hands up and you say, wow, what can we do? And our guys kept fighting and fighting. And even to that last shot that Kellen made, I mean, they fought to that point too. And then in overtime, we had, I mean, there's a minute and change to go. And I think that's when we had the miscue throwing it into Luka. But that was preceded by that crazy three that Watson made. So it's a two-point game. And then Watson makes that three. Then we turn it over. Then all of a sudden it goes to seven. That's how close we are. That's how close we are. And these guys are fighting and competing, and I feel bad for them tonight.
Coach, thank you for your time.
Okay, thanks, Jared.
Coach McKillop's comments presented by Barings, a global financial services firm with local roots. Barings is passionate about supporting the communities where its associates work and live, and is proud to partner with Davidson Basketball in initiatives ranging from research and mentorship to community engagement. To learn more, visit Barings.com.